Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessed people we are. Bible says he has given unto us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. What a blessed people are we, God's children. Father, we thank thee, Lord. Thank you for your loving kindness this morning, Lord. Thank you for the new week, Lord. You know, what a blessed way to start anything at all. In all that you do, do it all, we are told, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's a blessing to begin the week in the fellowship. Father, we thank you and we bless you and we worship you, Lord. Bible says the entrance to your word giveth, O Lord God, light, O Lord. Bible says your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. If we get the light that we want to read this morning, as always, always a delight, Lord, to read the word of the Lord. Father, bless the reading of your word, even now as we do. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Well, this morning, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, world events made clear by Bible prophecy. That's right. World events made clear by Bible prophecy. You see, this world, whatever happened in this world, has been foretold by the scripture, meaning the word of God, the Bible, the word of God. Who else can tell world history better than the creator of the world? No man. No man even know for a full sure. Only him, the Lord Jesus Christ. He called the end from the beginning. No other God, no religion. They can do what they want to do. They cannot foretell the future. When they try to do it, they lie. And it's always falsehood and so on. Anyway, so, world events made clear by prophecy, Bible prophecy and so forth. As you all know, Putin, now 71-year-old, Numa and so forth, is Russia's longest serving leader since Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. And as they are having election now, which they began on Friday, and we end today. And what they are saying is this. This is the former KGB leader. I want to talk a little bit about him. This Putin man. He was a former KGB leader. Officer rather. And has held continuous position as Russia's president or prime minister since 1999. The winner of this election that will end today will be inaugurated in a lavish ceremony in May at the Grand Kremlin Palace, the former residence of the Tsars and the Empresses. Remember who the Tsars are?
Yeah.
The Tsars are the emperors of Russia until the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. They are called the Tsars, or emperors if you like. The word Tsar come from the Latin word Caesar, actually, you see why I'm talking about them. It's not because of anything, because Bible prophecy, right? Made world events clear by prophecy and so forth. If, as widely expected, Putin will cruise to another 6-year term, what is going for right now? Opponents say it will be because he has used all facets of the state to weaken every threat to his authority, because he has spent a fortune implementing rigid control over Russia's political system. Just about a week ago or so, maybe one of his, who thought it was a threat to him, was killed in prison, he believed by poison and so on. Anyway, and they say because, he had every machinery in Russia under his belt and so on for so long and so forth. Anyway, so going forward this morning, let's see, we are at the end time really. And we believe, according to the scripture, because we say that why, we say world, events, it's made clear by prophecy. We know Russia is tied to the Antichrist system. I want to talk about that a little bit, and then, as we go. Daniel 2:41 says this. We all know this dream of Nebuchadnezzar, of the image and so on and that. We go through the image, go to the right, to the foot of that image. Verse 41 says, and whereas thou swear the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in need of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with mighty clay. And And the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay. So the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. He's talking about the last kingdom of that Gentile kingdom at the end of the age, which you and I are living in. And whereas thou swearest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Prophet Daniel said about so many, many centuries ago. Now, communist Russia, is, we believe, the clay of the image, you know, of those centos. At one time, for example, Russia was a ten-toed empire, many decades ago. After it hit Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, then East Germany of that time, Poland, Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania, Czechoslovakia of that time, and Russia. So it was a ten-toed kingdom at one time, and so for that, you know. Now, in 1991, something interesting happened. Soviet Union began to crumble. That is USSR, right? USSR began to crumble. And, Ronald Reagan, Gorbachev, tear down this wall, you know? After that, you know? People say that was the end of Russia. Not according to Bible prophecy, you know? Anyway, so back in 1991, the crumbling Soviet Union was replaced, you know, by what they call the Commonwealth of Independent States, called the CIS. As a free association of sovereign states at that time that was formed by Russia and 11 other republics of the former Soviet Union. They are dancing around that number 10, right? So back in 1991, so even though the Soviet Union crumbled, and they couldn't form the CIS, and there were 11 of them, Russia and 11 other ones. That's around the number 10, you know, and something like that, you know. Anyway, so, and today, so like I said, there are about 11 of them today, and something like that, you know. So the emergence of the CIS countries keep the clay part of the ten-toe in perspective. So Bible, see, world events already made clear by prophecy and so forth. Want to know what is happening in the world, the events, you can look at the Bible prophecies and so on. You can find them one way or the other in the Bible. The only reliable source to tell you the future, it tell you the past, present, and the future. See, only the Bible can tell you that. It's a historical book inspired by the Almighty God, and it's a book of prophecy too. So talking about science, it's the greatest scientific book in the whole wide world. Every other science that is true has to conform to that Bible, you know. Anyway, the Antichrist, will take over power in Europe. Talking about how world events have been, made clear by Bible prophecy, right? So according to Bible prophecy, the Antichrist will take power over, Western Europe. The ten kingdoms of iron in Western Europe, that is the iron in the toes of that image of Nebuchadnezzar's dream and so on. So there will be 10 of them in Europe according to Bible prophecy and so on in the book of Daniel and, at that time, at the end of the age, which is this end of the age right now. These 10 countries are unified in NATO Defense Pact. You have been hearing of NATO lately, right? Since the past 2 years, right? You know, and they have been there for a long time, but too much noise, it didn't make about it. Now there's a reason for it. The core prophecy is marching on, you know. So these 10 countries, 10 iron countries and so on, Europe, will be unified under the NATO Defense Pact, which is in no doubt the forerunner of the Western Confederacy, which will form under the beast power, you know, as far as you can tell from what is happening in Europe and so on. Of course, let me tell you a little bit about NATO. NATO was created by 12 countries from Europe and North America on the 4th of April 1949. That's when NATO was made and so forth. And guess why they formed NATO? By the way, it's called North Atlantic Treaty Organization. What is it called? North Atlantic street organization and so forth. Anyway, why was it formed? At that time, Western Europe, which was the territory of the old Roman Empire, greatly feared the Russian colossus and thus formed NATO as a front against her. It was against Russia that NATO was formed, the threat of Russia, you know, against the European countries. That's why NATO was formed and so forth. They were all fall into the attacker system at this age we are living right now. Since then, 20 more countries have joined NATO. And as we speak, Sweden, was the latest one. And they joined NATO just about a week or so ago, March 7, 2024. That's when Sweden joined NATO to make the 32nd country in NATO, Defense Pact, and so on like that, you know. So the 10 kingdoms are not named in the scripture. So let me say that. If you say anything, just a guesswork. But any of those 32 European countries under NATO can become 10 of that country that will be under the beast power at that time. Any of the 32, or if they add to them, there are many of them who are trying to apply to NATO because they fear Russia. Even since now, back they have been fearing Russia since what? Since the time 1949, and it's even worse today because of terroristic and the humongous pile of nuclear power, you know. That's why you fear, you know. So Bible, you know, prophecy just have told us all this and some of that, you know. Nevertheless, in recent years, since Russia has attained such overwhelming nuclear strength, Europe is undecided right now whether America, after a frustrating experience in Vietnam, will come to our aid should Russia threaten Europe. So they are concerned right now, Europe with nuclear blackmail. You know many things. You know, at the beginning of the Ukraine invasion about 2 months ago. I mean, you know, now Berlin was saying, well, we won't put any foot down. We won't put any foot down. Meaning, no soldier will be sent to Ukraine to go and. Because don't trigger nuclear war. And they also are afraid about nuclear war these days and so forth, and Russia and some of that, you know. So anyway, so that is happening, you know. So anyway, they realize that Russia, meaning the Europeans, could overrun Europe very easily if America chose not to intervene. So Europe knows this only too well, and is seriously considering the contingency if they should be overrun. And America step aside. Now, I think their fear, is confirmed. As a matter of fact, back in 2019, the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation that seeks to bar the former President Donald Trump from withdrawing from NATO. That's right. So the fear of the Europeans is valid that this U.S., we don't have happened in the U.S. now, you know, and so on and that, you know. So now, dilly-dallying, what can the U.S. do? And truly enough, back in 2019, the U.S. Congress pass a law to bar Donald Trump from pulling U.S. out of NATO. Do you think it has ended? In his speech late last year, the same Donald Trump now says this, discussing the possibility of withdrawing the U.S. from NATO if he's elected again. He said it again. You know, you can see the fear of the Europeans, you know, getting done it, you know, about the U.S. standing, about NATO and so on that, you know. It is in the midst of this bewilderment that Europeans face and uncertainty that a strong man will arise in Europe based on this kind of things and so on that, you know. You see, you know, world events made clear by Bible prophecy tell you true. Anyway, so that's why they are looking for a strong man to arise in Europe. The strong man's country will be one of those 10 nations in Europe. We don't know which of them. Don't even know which of the 10 nations so far. There are 32 of them right now. We don't know how many people will join. But things have formed into place and so forth. At first, this strong man, will be one of the leaders of those 10 nations, we believe. But soon, his talent and gifts will cause him to stand out above the others. Indeed, he shortly becomes a force to be reckoned with by all nations of the world because he has this talent given to him by Satan, including the communist camp. As soon as that you know, in time, most of Europe will accept his leadership. Three nations, however, will resist him, according to the Bible prophecy, and seek his overthrow. That's in Daniel chapter 7, verses 8, then 24. We went through that before. I won't take time to go and read it right now. But you can see Daniel 7, you can write it down for yourself. You know, Daniel chapter 7, verse 8, and then verse 24 tell you, you know, anyway. They will take, these three nations, they will take an example of a leaf from World War II and decide that they may take measures to stop this man before it is too late, as it occurred in the case of Hitler, who gobbled up one small nation after another before the Western powers finally took action against Hitler. So something like that will happen again, you know. Nevertheless, these nations will receive a surprise of their life. It won't be like, you know, Hitler time, this time around. It won't be so. They will receive a surprise. Because in a series of lightning military actions, the Antichrist will subdue the three countries that rose against him. Daniel 7:24 say that. Can I put it down and read it at home when you get back as well as you know? Anyway, after that, what happened? He will be unopposed on the continent of Europe. Nobody can oppose him anymore. Just crush them. The result of this victory will cause him to be recognized as a military genius in the same category as Alexander the Great or Julius Caesar or even Napoleon. Put in that class, you know, and they are all type of the Antichrist. All of those three names I gave you, they are types of the Antichrist in the past and so forth. Anyway, so we see, not a few will view his rise to power with serious misgivings, but others will welcome the appearance of a strong man who can guarantee order on the continent. They will say what the Bible tells us in Revelation 13:4, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him. So Bible prophecy foretold history, what history ahead of time. If people know how to look at it, of course, it's revealed to the children of God. Bible says the wicked shall know nothing, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Notwithstanding, Russia relates to the Antichrist in the following manner, and we can illustrate what will happen by what happened in the World War II. And what happened at that time? There was a rapprochement between Hitler and Stalin. Like I told you, Stalin is the longest ruling Russian, emperor or whatever, but this guy's going to beat him now. He's going to win this election today without any doubt, meaning Putin and so forth, you know. So anyway, so there was a rapprochement between Hitler, in type of the Antichrist and so forth, and Stalin, you know, meaning your iron and clay, which was later shattered anyway. The Bible said we shatter, iron and clay will not mix, right? And they said so. A similar thing is going to happen at the end time, and this is the end time we are living in right now. There will be a temporary accommodation between iron and clay again. The Antichrist, by the sheer magnetism and personality and the power he received from Satan, will bring the iron and the clay into nominal unity. Perhaps something on the order of the original dual Roman Empire. Remember the Roman Empire? They called Eastern Roman Empire and then the Imperial Roman Empire and so forth. They were dual empires. Something like that will happen in the Antichrist system. Even though NATO, they don't see face to face now, but the Antichrist by the evil ingenuity, satanic wisdom, we bring together to work together temporarily. But then they say the iron and clay, they won't stick together, they will shatter again. That was going to happen according to Bible prophecy. This combined power of the two empires is represented by the composite beast of Revelation 13, verse 2 in particular. It has the feet of a bear. Iron is mentioned and Russia is a bear, right? So we know that. Anyway, Having achieved world supremacy, the beast of Revelation 13 shows his true color. If you do that, Satan incarnates himself in the beast and institutes a reign of terror on earth unprecedented in all the dark pages of history. Now, we know something about the Antichrist, about Satan in general. The ancient empress of Rome, the ancient empress of Imperial Rome, received nominal worship of their subjects, that is in history. We know that. Satan's supreme objective has always been to receive the worship of the masses. We know that in the interpretation of the Lord in Luke chapter 4 or Matthew chapter 4, which one you read and so forth, that you know how he took the Lord to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of this world. That is in Luke 5 to 8 if you want to. And he said, if you will just bow down and worship me, I will give you all this kingdom, for it has been delivered unto him. In that leading line, you know, so God, when God created, you know, this, Adam and Eve, he was the king of this world until they sold out to Satan and so forth, was delivered unto him. And until now, he's the God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4, 4 says so, that he's the God of this world. Anyway, so we see, he's always demanding worship. Of course, the Lord, it is written, the Lord told him, you know, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve, and from that, you know. So the Antichrist, of course, will not be weak. We will just accept this thing from Satan and so on, like that, you know, when it can come and so on. Anyway, so we see. He's always looking for worship and like that. So Revelation 13:3 even talk more about this worship that the Antichrist will receive. Starting of Revelation verse 3-4. And it says this, and I saw one of his heads as if it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, that's Satan, which gave power unto the beast. Satan himself will give him the power and so forth, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? Verse 8 says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. That was his coming, futuristic, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Good to be familiar with the scripture and what is coming. That's the only place you can know what the future holds, so you can be ready and prepared. That is the reason for so doing. The beast of the end time, through modern science, including computers, artificial intelligence, which is greatly and vastly increasing, that is the greatest science, increasing more than any other time in the history of science. It's expanding rapidly, this AI, with its terrible potential, including extinction of the world. Even the creator of these things, lead scientists like Elon Musk, as especially the affair, you know, late last year, President Biden gave an executive order out of control AI. The same thing, Britain, the same thing, had whatever they did in Europe, the same like thing. But even the creator of this institute, this thing has of hand, you know. And so the Lord has put all these things, you know, and they are talking that this thing, you see, in the past, also this time, programmer tell computers what to do. We program the computers, right? By giving instructions to the computer. AI has gotten to a place where it's out of control of the programmer. So that is where the terror is, that we are. Not too long ago, you know that the Prime Minister of Israel, of course, you know, before the war began, came to California to see Elon Musk. He saw Elon Musk and so on, showing him their dream car and so on, like that, you know. Look at all the rockets he's sending into the heavens. Now, they are planning to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. That in 2021, U.S. awarded three companies to design and build nuclear power plants on the moon. And eventually, by 2030, they said they can begin to have settlements, human settlements on the moon. Guess what? 2 weeks ago or so, Russia announced the same thing. They are joining together with Russia. And that is very, very important. Look at, they are always working together, the king of the east and the king of the north. We will see another battle. quickly right now when we go in this series to tell you that God foretold these things and so forth. So they now agree. Russia and China are now planning to also put nuclear power reactor on the moon. We are talking of now they are weaponizing space. You know? So talking about the judgment coming upon this world, and we know many of them are going to come after the rapture, we believe, shortly thereof, that will be the great tribulation will take place. Thereafter, the great and terrible day of the Lord, there will come what the Bible called the trumpet judgment. There are seven of them. They are celestial and terrestrial convulsion, divine judgment from the Almighty. Similar to what happened in Egypt, the place of Egypt, right? But this one will be in a greater measure and in a global scope. It won't be like just localized into Egypt. No. Then pass the seven trumpet judgment. Come in the seven vial judgments, which are intensified of the trumpets, you know, what this world is waiting for and so forth, that, you know, terrible things are coming and so on, that, you know. So you see, so we are living at that time. God foretold all these things. Of course, after all these things will come, you know, the Lord will come the second time, there will be the millennium of time. Thereafter, then, whatever, there will be the, you know, there will be the, of course, Armageddon will come before that. Armageddon will come. I'm going to mention that one quickly as we go here. And then after the day that come, the new heaven and the new earth. Will this earth be destroyed? No, it won't be destroyed. It will be judged by fire. Now, in the days of Noah, the Noahic age was judged by the flood, right? And God put the boat in the sky to say that I won't destroy this world again with water anymore. You know, that's what the rainbow stands for, according to the scriptures. But this last day, Peter tells us, in the book of Peter, it will be joined with fire and so forth. It will be annihilated, but it will be purged, with fire. The Bible tells us and so on. That's just like a prophetic timeline right there, you know. Anyway, so through science and so on, it will control the lives of many people in this world when it comes to power. So anyway, no one, not even America, will be able to challenge him initially. Not even America will be challenge the attacker when it comes to power and so on. The U.S. will most likely be forced into some kind of world confederation, in hopes of preventing a world nuclear catastrophe. That's why I won't go and fight Russia in Ukraine. Because if you do, you are ready to trigger nuclear Armageddon, you know. So that's why U.S. is putting it back and so forth. But we can see them, they will enter into a kind of a world confederacy, like they have the IAEA right now, International Atomic Energy Agency. So, of course, they don't begin to violate these things. Something like that of a larger scale will happen around that time, and U.S. will be part of it. Why? Because a hope of not triggering global nuclear warfare and so on. So we see such an agreement, of course, however, we fail to stave off the relentless march to Armageddon. It will all end in Armageddon, no matter what they put together to prevent nuclear holocaust and so forth. Armageddon is going to lead, and whatever they put together will not work. As we are told in Revelation 13:4, those who worship the beast will say, who is like unto him? Who is able to make war with him? He will blaspheme God and make war with his sins. Revelation 13:7 says so. The reason why we must pray to escape this sin, Bible says in Revelation 13:7, and it was given unto him to make war with the sins and to overcome them. We need to hear many Christians, I don't know, maybe some people hold that view. We can go through the tribulation and so forth, things like that and so on. We don't know what I'm talking about. But we say, that they have faith and so on. But we say that you overcome those things who are here in the tribulation and so on. That, you know, the Lord wants us to be ready and not to be in that tribulation at all. The reason we are talking about this kind of thing right now, to see the middle crucial, as the Bible gives it and so forth. The big covenant with the Jews is broken. I'm giving timeline right now. It's broken. And the idolatrous worship is set up in the temple at Jerusalem. Daniel 27 is something you should never forget. And here is what it says. And it shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. That is the delayed 1 week of seven years. Now, there are 70 weeks determined upon his people, meaning the Jews and so forth, that you know. The end of the 69th week, that prophecy said that the Messiah will be cut off, not for himself. The Bible says, and he acts exactly like he said it should be, and so forth. About between the 69th and the 70th week, which is pending, sandwich the church age. You know, that's where we are in right now. That 70th week can happen anytime. It's already beginning, I don't know. Can happen anytime from now. And things like that is a whole subject by itself. The Daniel 70th week is a whole subject by itself. And so on like that, you know. So he will combat the corner with many for 1 week. That's one last week. And in the midst of the week, 3.5 years into that 1 week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation. And that determine shall be put upon the desolate. Then another scripture is this, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. As we've seen many falling away already right now, we are seeing it right now. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. God presents a falling away, not from church going really, there can be mega churches, you know, and yet this will be safe. It's falling away for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. The foundation of the apostles and the prophets, where the Lord Jesus is the chief cornerstone. They fall away from that, you know, to humanism, you know, as well as that, you know. They get away from the scripture. Bible says the time will come, they won't, you know, they will give you to see. This is, you know, spirit and doctrine of devil. They will have itching ears and so on. They put up teachers and want to tell them what they want to hear. They only want to hear this kind of message like this and so on, that, you know. They think the world will continue forever and so on, that, you know. They don't know that the age will end soon. We are at the end of the age, really. Anyway, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. There will be a temple in Jerusalem, you know, as he be at his own time. They are ready now, they got everything ready. There is even a temple, there is a website called the Temple Mount, I believe they call it the Orthodox Jews. They are ready for that temple anytime, you know, and so on, that, you know. It will be built at its own time. Anyway, now, what else will happen? The false prophet will institute and the economic program, whereby no man can buy nor sell without a special mark. Revelation 13:16 says, and the causes of both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Verse 18, give that number 666. That it should be. It should be every Christian's memory. You know, that's what and so on. Now, like I said before, there will be a period of harmony between iron and clay. Even between the king of the north, Russia, and even these 10 other, there will be a period of harmony. So there will be the blending of the iron and the clay during the most part, or at least part of the great tribulation. There will be a little bit of harmony between them. So that's why the Bible says the iron and clay, where they know they will not stick together, they will shatter as much as, you know, by time. So as long as the iron and clay hold together, meaning even the Russia and so forth, and these other, you know, European countries and so on, the 10 nations and so on, they bid to secure absolute control of the earth. Even the U.S. at that time, seeing what is happening, can you imagine mighty Russia, colossal Russia, and then this Abiyasakar system, 10 nations and so forth, working together, you know, even the U.S. then, seeing what is happening, trembles before the prospect of the terrible showdown that apparently is coming when these two are working together, you know, all the 10 nations in Europe, and then all the communist nations and so forth working together temporarily, as the Bible tells you, then the U.S. will tremble at this and so forth. By then, it will be abundantly clear that it is the beast's intention to eradicate Christianity from the face of the earth. Now we are entering the Great Tribulation, right? Persecution will come and so on, that you know. It's a ruthless campaign to destroy those who refuse to take the mark of the beast echoes Hitler's brutal and satanic plan to exterminate all Jews in Second World War. So you see, the past is kind of a reflection or shadow of things to come, really, you know, in a way. You know, so we see, of course, you know, so absolute control of the whole world, as you can imagine, in the ultimate sense, will not be achieved by the Antichrist, really. You know, there is no true unity between the iron and the clay. They say they are working together, but the Bible says, you know, they are going to lie to themselves upon the table. See, you know, they are all looking for their own self-interest, not because of anything, you know. Fierce rivalries develop between the members of the peace empire. So, as Hitler and Stalin, the iron and clay will separate in the last time and so on. Now, the king of the north will break away, and come against the Antichrist like a whirlwind, causing a shift in the balance of world power. Daniel 11:40 tells us that. Let me read that. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind. Now, with chariots, and with horsemen, and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries, and shall overflow, and pass over, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with a chariot, and with a horseman, and with many ships. Now, we know. So, let's talk about this king of the north, and let's talk a little bit about them a little bit and so on. Now, there is one remaining power on earth at that time that the beast power has not assimilated or conquered, and which is referred to in Daniel 11:40 as the king of the south. See, only one power that is remaining that the Antichrist itself has not assimilated or conquered. The Bible refers to that country in Daniel 11:40, which I read before the first part. At the time of the end, shall the king of the south push at him. As far as we can concern, that power can be known as by the USA, as far as we know in this world today, you know, as well as that you know. Now, that the USA will be in the picture, I mean, is many scriptures back this up. I mean, it can't just be isolated. Let's get two scriptures that tell us that the USA will be involved in this thing. Zechariah 14:2 says, "For I will gather all nations." That tell you a lot. If all nations are gathered, U.S. has to be there, right? "I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle." Revelation 16:13. "And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet." Verse 14 says, "For they are the spirit of devils, working miracles, you know, which go forth into the kings of the earth and worship, and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." Inescapably, U.S. is involved in it and so on like that, you know. So the rise of the Antichrist will pose a supreme threat to the U.S. That's how they got involved now. This is how he gets involved. So, it touched the U.S. Our fears will be allayed initially because of the agreement signed by the Antichrist with the Jews to protect them. That's why U.S. won't act initially. Well, Israel is our ally, and this system says that, well, that they are friends. Maybe they even helped us to build a temple. So, you know, so she's calm initially, you know. As soon as that, you know. She will discover she has been deceived when the Antichrist breaks that covenant at the middle of the week already before. Now they're like, oh, this guy has deceived us, as soon as you know. And so the U.S. will be the chief opponent or the beast kingdom at that time, he becomes the chief opponent of the beast kingdom and all his works during the great tribulation. Why? She will break off any relation with the Antichrist as she witnesses the horrible persecutions of the Antichrist and his campaign to exterminate both the Jews and Christians. That's what brings U.S. into the picture at that time and so on, that you know. So yeah, that wicked one, you know, that, you know, yeah, you know, that, you know, he has turned from that, from that benefactor of the war, he now, you know, show his true color, persecuting Christians and Jews alike and so on. Now, we know the U.S. possesses a great arsenal of atomic weapons. We know that. But, they are useless, just as in the days of Vietnam. Why couldn't he, end Vietnam with nuclear war? Couldn't. No more than you can go to Ukraine today and put foot down, or mean to go and intervene, you know. So anyway, so we see. Was she to use them in the atomic bomb, she will invite terrible repressor by the beast power, which has power to call down fire from heaven. We believe that also involved at atomic, because 13:13 of Revelation says this, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now they are putting nuclear reactor on the, they want to put nuclear reactor on the moon, right? No, this thing can be involved in all these things. We don't know, but it's a thought. Anyway, so some of the saints, of course, the first fruits have been raptured at that time, translated, as we are told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, which we all are familiar with. But many Christians will be left behind, as we are told, the Bible says that it was given unto him, the attacker, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. So we see where things are going and so forth. So in the U.S., at that time, in the U.S., the threat of nuclear warfare will result in widespread dispersion of population. We're just now, imagine what's going to happen now, you know? I mean, you know, the threat of nuclear war will result in widespread of dispersion of population and industry. And we have a precedent right now. Look at Israel. Israel's evacuation of dwellers in all of another border with Lebanon right now is a precedent. All of northern Israel that border Lebanon, and because of Ezra border records, are evacuated down to the south. You can see what you are saying now. It's already, that's a precedent to that, as well as you know. Because of threat of atomic nuclear something, we can see the U.S. doing that thing around that time, the tribulation and stuff like that, you know. Of course, Italy is doing that to protect our citizens from the Ebola, missiles and so on. So we can see the year we do the same thing at that time, during the time of the Great Tribulation and so forth, and that, you know. Now, so we see what happened in Revelation 12:5. You know, I allude to this truth. And she brought forth, meaning the church, brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up, raptured, and so on, that, you know, unto God, and to his throne. Then the remnant, those who don't go in the rapture, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,230 score days, the Bible says. So that's like the tribulation saints and so on, that, you know. Now these terrible days are described by the Lord himself. I will get two scriptures to that. Luke 21:26. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. And for the power of heaven shall be shaken. You see? See what's doing that and so on. You know, power of the heaven shall be shaken. Anyway, now in Matthew 24:21-22. For then shall be great tribulation, you see, such as was not in the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened, the Lord says. That's how terrible it will be. That was the Great Tribulation and so forth. Now, during these dark days, the U.S., we are now circulating, expend much of our energy building anti-missile and other defenses. And it happened today, like you have the Iron Dome in Israel today, the same kind of a thing. The U.S., we believe, will be spending our energy doing that. And even as a matter of fact, several years ago, and this is, I'm not, you know, the U.S., request, and at the request of Congress, the U.S. Army bought 2 Iron Domes from Israel a couple of years ago at the request of the Congress, you know. See? So, now, of course, the purchase was meant to fill a gap in cruise missile defense, while the Army of U.S. begin to develop a longer-term countermeasure for various air and missile threats. So in that time of the tribulation, we can see U.S. building, building missile and other defenses and so on, you know, like the Iron Dome, like, and so on. During the Ukraine war, in fact, the U.S. gave back those 2 domes back to Israel to help them. Now they returned them, I don't know, sometimes after the October 7th, they returned those 2 Iron Dome they bought from them to help Israel more about the air defense. You can see that the future is already here and so on. Anyway, suddenly comes now, as things begin to develop, there comes the world, there will be a rift in the beast power. Russia and the Antichrist have become enemies. Iron and clay will not meet. Daniel said they won't meet, right? Yeah, they can be together here for a while. They will split. So what will come, and this is all in the Bible, I'm going to read it later. So they become enemies. But Russia will not strike at the Antichrist directly. They won't do it because, of some reason. Rosh, meaning Russia, in the book of Ezekiel, and our host will move southward towards the Holy Land that she has converted for a long time. Her eyes have been in Palestine for a long time, even before Israel become a nation and so forth. Because it's a strategic place, right? Of course, because it belongs to God. It's God's own land, right? Another reason. And so sometimes we always convert the thing that be of God, right? Anyway, the Antichrist, apparently unprepared for this sudden move of Russia, will rapidly gather its forces for a counter attack. That is in Daniel 11:44. Let me read that. But tidings out of the east, I guess China, and out of the north, meaning Russia, shall trouble him, trouble the Antichrist, right? Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. He wake up from his sleep and so forth when they see the invasion coming from the north and so on, and the Russia. You can see why more and more there is more time together between Russia and China in many, many areas and so on that, you know. When the Ukraine war began, of course, you know, Putin went to Russia, even before he went to China, right? They are cooperating in so many areas and so on. Any wonder the increasing intimacy between Russia and China these days, because of the prophetic, forecast, you know, of the Bible and so on. See, this sudden turn of events causes the U.S. to seize the opportunity to move against the beast power. She is not pleased that Russia intends to overturn and swallow up Israel. One reason why the U.S. gets involved. 2 reasons, really. She's not pleased that the Russia is going to overrun Palestine. That's one reason. Number 2, which is the foremost one, to destroy the Antichrist, because of what he did to Christians and then to the Jews. Those are the 2 reasons U.S. gets involved. And so on and that, you know. Of course, to Russia, Ezekiel says, have thou come to take his point? You know, I tell you that, you know. Anyway, so while Russia comes from the north, America and Great Britain strike from the south. And I told you why, the reason why they got involved, right? Does America and Great Britain fulfill the role of the king of the south, as Daniel prophesied, you know? No doubt, Russia is the king of the north and things like that, you know? So when I just stop here today, all these things are not said to scare us. We should watch and pray. The Bible tells us, look at the world events compared with Bible prophecy. Much more so these days, all kind of prophecy go forth. You have this global communication now. All kind of prophecy go forth. Check the Bible. Don't be deceived and so on, that you know, by any kind of a false prophecy and so on, that you know. So all these are not to scare us as children of God. But the reason is that we should be prepared. Watch and pray for the coming of the Lord. Even the Lord, when he has told us all these things in Luke 24, let me read how he comforted the church. It's good for us today, having said all these things, we shouldn't get away from prophecy, you know, because it's very important. So 24 of Luke, and and when these things, maybe I think I should be 21 of Luke, I'm sorry, 21 of Luke 28, Luke 21, 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, like I see the thing unfolding right now, what do you do? Do you need to be fearful? No. Then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold a fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own self that summer is now at hand. We know, at one time we spoke here about how Israel is represented by many all kinds of trees, and the fig tree is one of them, represents Israel and so forth. Talking about the rising of Israel, their dispersion and their gathering and so forth, you know, when you see Israel come back to our land again. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, the Lord said, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Meaning, that generation that Israel is on. They came back in May 15, 1948. Came back, you know, the six-pointed flag of David flew over Jerusalem again on May 15, 1948. You see, so they have become a nation again. So like I said, you know, so that many generations that see that happen will not pass away, the Lord said. The thing that is the Lord led in the mystery is the length of that generation. But you and I are the generation that see them come back again. And it won't pass away until all these things be fulfilled, the Lord said, and so forth, you know. Anyway, so, verse 34. Take heed. That's why we comforting the church and us today not to be afraid. You know, and take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart is overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of it, that no matter what you face in this world, don't let it get in the way of your faith and the coming of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. No matter what you face and I face, we face things, we are going to face things. The Bible says, and let me tell you, because back in John 16, I think the last verse says, in the world, you have tribulation, you see? I think it's 1632 of John. But be of good cheer, amen? Praise the Lord. You see, I've overcome the world, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. So anyway, I said that day should come upon you and I. I don't want us to be in that position at all, you know? We shouldn't. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch it therefore. That's what he wants you to be doing, not to be fearful. Watch it therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. You need to pray them away. No. That you should escape. Praise God as a way of escape. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. He gave you the key right here. Give me the key right here. Just be on your knees, calling upon the name of the Lord. Now, too much scripture as we go this morning concerning what you need. No? Matthew 21:22. And all things, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. That he told us before, that heaven and earth shall pass away, right? And his word will not pass away. I heard one of those words. And all things, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Then you get another key, that scripture here, Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. When do you receive them? When you pray, believe that you receive them. Not until you see them. No. No. He said you will have them. When you pray, believe that you receive them. And he whose word shall never pass away says you shall have them. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Irrespective of feeling, if you are believing God for your body, or maybe you are believing for God for any other thing, you see just, say, when you pray, believe that you receive them. He said you shall have them without faith. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your word, O Lord. Say that word was found, and I did eat them. That word is the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. One of the other prophets said, your word is like fire in my bones. Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, O Lord God, it's a light unto our feet, and light unto our path. Therefore, shall we never walk in darkness. Thank you for showing us what is to be. Book of Revelation. Blessed are they and I hear it, and read it, what are these prophecies, and keep the things which are in them, for the time is at hand. Help us to remember these things, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for your promise to supply all our need, so we don't have to get tied to the world system. The Lord, he said, I'm with you always to the end of the world. John 10:10, I am the good shepherd, as David prophesied about. And make you to lie down in green pastures. And I will say, and supply all your needs. Father, we thank you and we worship you, Lord. Thank you for the new week, Lord. Thank you for putting us in remembrance of the things which are shortly come to pass, as I told in the book of Revelation. And as he told us in Mark 13:35, watch ye therefore. What I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch. But I will say, now I will think not the Son of Man cometh. So we pray that none of us, that this day will not come upon any of us unaware, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But to be ready, I can't say nobody to stand before you, Lord, when you say, come up either, Revelation 4:1, so Lord, that we be among them, and our household too, as we did for Noah. The Bible called him a preacher of righteousness, being warned of things which are not seen as yet, moved with fear to the building of an ark, to the saving of his household. That's how we want to be, Lord, and our household being ready, prepared. We want to be ready and be prepared. Even help us in all these things, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, beloved brethren. Praise the Lord.